Peter Ballantyne Cree Nation says it'll be appealing a Court of Queen's bench decision that 600 acres of flooded land near South End was never reserved land. For 15 years, the First Nation has been battling Sask Power, claiming several documents prove the land is reserve. The court ruled in December that the land was not properly surveyed and selected as reserve in 1929 when transferred to the province the next year. Chief Peter Beattie says despite the ruling, Ottawa gave permission to Sask Power to flood the land.
Even if it was Indian Reserve, the federal government gave license to Sask Power to flood that 600 acres that were flooded.
The appeal is expected to be filed later this month. Regina police are investigating the death of a woman whose body was found in a home last night. Around 11 p.m., police were called to a home on Cameron Street. The major crimes unit and the coroner were brought in. Police say they were working to identify the woman and notify the next of kin. Anyone with information is asked to contact Regina City Police. A 19-year-old man is dead following a collision involving a pickup and a semi-unit in southern Saskatchewan. The crash on Highway 39 southeast of Weyburn was reported around 6 a.m. Sunday morning. RCMP say the driver of the pickup was alone and was pronounced dead at the scene. The 34-year-old driver of the semi-unit was taken to hospital in Regina. A man has been found dead in the remains of a burned home in southern Saskatchewan. RCMP say the house in Melville was fully engulfed in flames when they arrived on Saturday. Firefighters found a man who is dead inside the home. Police say the fire does not appear to be suspicious. A Canadian poet has canceled a lecture following outrage over his working relationship with the killer of a First Nations woman. George Elliott Clark was to deliver a talk about Indigenous justice issues at the University of Regina later this month. Misty Longwin manages the Tatawa Student Center. She says no one involved in the event thought about how it might affect the family of Pamela George.
That's really where any of these conversations should be starting, is with the families and with the children, and even just preparing them. This is coming and this is going to be triggering and it may be harmful for you, and how can we support you through that? It's just so heartbreaking that that didn't happen.
Stephen Brown, who changed his name from Stephen Comerfield, spent less than 4 years in prison for manslaughter in the death of Pamela George, and then he was released on parole. Coastal GasLink says it expects construction on a natural gas pipeline to resume this week. On the weekend, the company was served an eviction notice from a BC First Nation. Hereditary chiefs of the Wet'suwet'en First Nation say the company's workers are trespassing on unceded traditional territory. A spokesperson for an Indigenous group confirmed workers and contractors complied with the notice on Saturday night. People who consume cannabis edibles are being advised to use restraint. A doctor who teaches public health at the University of Toronto says it could take several hours to feel anything. Lawrence Lowe says consumers should stick to the federally recommended and individually wrapped dose of 10 milligrams of THC.
There are both these short-term risks around accidental ingestion and overdosing that we're concerned about with edibles, but there are still those longer-term chronic risks around edibles, particularly around addiction and also exacerbation of existing mental health issues that we might be worried about in the longer run with cannabis edibles, as well as any form of cannabis as it's consumed.
A commentary on the health risks of cannabis edibles was released today by the Canadian Medical Association. Investigators from the Transportation Safety Board will determine why a passenger jet skidded off the end of a runway at the Halifax Airport on the weekend. WestJet flight landed in the midst of a snowstorm and overshot the runway with 172 passengers and 7 crew members aboard. No one was injured. Board spokesperson Chris Krupski says it remains unclear if the Boeing 737 was damaged.
There was preliminary information that there was no apparent damage to the aircraft, but once the aircraft's been removed, the maintenance organization for WestJet will take a closer look at the aircraft to determine whether damage took place.
Runway 14 was reopened yesterday around 10 p.m. after the jet was towed away. A long-time conservative businessman is kicking off his run for the leadership of the Federal Conservative Party.
Brian Brulotte is rolling out ads, a social media campaign, and an extensive policy document today, hoping to get early momentum in the race. Brulotte grew up in Quebec and spent years both working and volunteering for conservatives. He's also a military veteran and the head of a multi-million dollar staffing firm. Brulotte says he's been in service and in leadership positions for his whole life, and that, plus his vision for the country, is what compels him to try and win the party's top job. Tories will elect a new leader on June 27th after Andrew Scheer announced he is stepping down. Terry Pedro, The Canadian Press, Ottawa.